Yours truly, Brad Savage, your host, Brad at thesummit.fm. Find all of our playlists and listen on demand at cruisinthedecades.com. Up next, we are remembering Mick Ralphs of Bad Company and Mott the Hoople. We lost Mick Ralphs just recently at age 81. An English guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter. Founding member of both Mott the Hoople and Bad Company, and both of those bands did a version of this song. This is a very famous song that he wrote, and the Bad Company version is the bigger hit. However, on the Mott the Hoople album, All the Young Dudes, Mick Ralphs actually sings this song, Ready for Love. It's slightly different than the Bad Company version. There's a little bit of additional lyrics on this version, plus it's a medley with Afterlights, the instrumental part. But let's listen in remembrance of Michael Jeffrey Ralphs. This is Mott the Hoople, Ready for Love, Cruising the Decades.
Thank you.
remembering Mick Ralphs of Mott the Hoople and Bad Company. He wrote that song. That's the 1972 original of Ready for Love and Afterlights. Cruising the decades into the 1980s, let's talk about the big screen, the movie theaters, and the blockbuster hits of 1985. It was one of the greatest years for major motion pictures. Now listen to this. This is a TV review of Back to the Future from a British TV show in 1985. Just listen.
Now let's begin with Back to the Future, the Steven Spielberg production, which has broken box office records all over America and will, I suspect, do much the same thing here. It's an engaging, hugely entertaining story of a small-town American teenager, Michael J. Fox, who's transported back in time to join his parents in their own high school days. And what parents they are. Father, Crispin Glover, is the kind of spineless wimp that everybody dumps on, and mother, Leah Thompson, is a blousy boozer. Now, all that is before Mr. Fox finds himself back in the same town 30 years earlier, and he gets there by accident.